Tonight, we want to introduce you to three brothers, and if you think when you see them, am I seeing triples? Yep, you're seeing triples because they are triplets. You're not tripping, they're triplets. And so, look, they're all over social media, and that's how I first saw them. Like, they just have this splash on social media. They have almost 1 million followers on Instagram, and so... At first, I was telling them this yesterday. At first, I'm like, oh, whatever. And I just kept, like, passing by them because I thought, how can these 19-year-old guys really know the Lord this deeply and say things that are just so profound? So at first, it was just, like, unbelievable, you know? And then they kept coming up. And then I saw them on Fox and Friends. I don't know if you saw them on Fox and Friends. And then CBN, maybe CBN had you before Fox and Friends. And so they kept coming up. And I was just like, okay, Lord, these guys are genuine. This is not like fake stuff. They love the Lord so passionately that I was looking forward to having them here tonight. Just to give you one quick sample before I welcome them up to the stage, here is an example. Here's a sample of some of the stuff they post. Just take a look at the screens for one of their Instagram posts.
Yo, we just walked out of the gym, and someone came up to us and asked us. They were like, yo, do y'all have a vape? And we all looked at each other, and we were like, no, we don't, but we have Jesus. And to be honest with you, everything in this life is going to let you down, but Jesus Christ will satisfy your heart. And he wants a personal relationship with you. And if you put your faith and trust in Jesus and call out to the Lord and follow him, then you can spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. Guys, people are desperate for something. That person, they are desperate for a little high, for a little moment. But what we truly need to be desperate for is Jesus, a relationship with him, spending time with him. You know why? Because he's the only thing that's going to last. He's the only thing that is going to fulfill us. And so Jesus is from the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, lasting forever. And if you don't have a relationship with him, then you'll be separated from him for eternity. So this is your chance. Call on Jesus right now. He will save you, and you will be able to spend the rest of eternity with him.
Amen.
Guys, I'm not saying this in a condemning way, but people use things like vapes, alcohol, you know, gambling, all that as an escape. It's an escape to try and sweep your problems under the rug, an escape to try and get your mind off, you know, maybe the things you're going through or that you don't like a certain thing about yourself. It's all an escape. But one day we're not going to be able to escape. One day we're going to have to truly face God head on. But right now he is showing his love on us, and he's showing us grace. And we have an opportunity to turn our life around. Not by our strength, but by putting our faith in him and him giving us his strength. So I encourage you guys, don't try and run from your problems anymore. We need to face our problems head on. If we sweep it under the rug for so long, it's going to come back. One, where it's either going to be too late, or two, it's going to be, you know,
like trash.
It's going to cause a lot more hurt. So we don't need no vapes. We just need Jesus.
Amen. We love you guys so much. Hey, and we'll see you on
the next. He gives you a better high than any vape ever would.
True.
Peace out.
All right. Would you help me welcome Gage, Till, and Caden Helms? Come on, guys.
I'm gonna let the lady go first.
they rag on each other. He just said I had to let the lady go first. Oh, man. They are brothers who like to trash talk, but also you're the most encouraging to each other. And we're really excited to have you with us. Charlotte, North Carolina. These guys just love Jesus. How many of you have seen them on social media? Let me see your hands. Yeah, okay. First, before I forget, they're going to be hanging around afterwards. By the way, I asked Moses, because I would wanted to have included him too, but he doesn't have a CD. So I told him, like, you got to get on that. We got to have music from you, bro. So he said, I'm working on it. But these guys, they brought some T-shirts with them. They are in the atrium. What does this one say? This one says Rooted. And then your handle, we'll talk about that in the middle, 3-in-1 Trilogy. And then on the rock, Matthew 7:26. What does this one say? This one, I'm going to keep this one. I like this.
He's having all of them.
Did you read your Bible today? You guys with your North Carolina accents, did you read your Bible today? So this and, Caden, you're sporting one right there, Salt and Light. Yeah, okay. There you go, on the back. Thank you for, like, modeling that for us. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay, so closest to me, Gage, then Caden, then Till. I got it right first time I met you. Am I right?
He sure did. Not going to lie, that never happens.
I haven't messed it up so far.
Our own family members sometimes can't even tell us apart. I don't know how he did.
Well, speaking of family members, I do want to honor and recognize your mamas with us. So, Charity, would you stand so we can just honor you?
Best mom in the world right there.
Let's have some fun with you guys. First little icebreaker. I've recruited both my boys to be a part of this tonight, even though they're not quite Gen Z anymore, because Gen Z's, I thought it was 18 to 29. It's actually 14 to 29. So they're a little past the 29-year-olds. But Tyler's going to come, and he's going to do, come on up, Tyler, and he's going to do like this rapid fire. You've seen this on social media where they will ask people, okay, who is this or who is the most that? And then you guys are going to point to each other, okay? And you can point to yourself if you think it applies to you. But Tyler's going to fire 20. I think he's got 20 questions for you, so let's have a little fun, get to know you.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, and I have not read these, so this is all going to be new. I may be a millennial, but at least I can still dance. I don't know what that was.
That was dancing, bro.
So I'm sorry, Moses, that was a little embarrassing.
That was dancing, but bro, that's what I'm telling you.
That's all you could do, because then you're going to...
Oh, you don't want to see the
break
rest
a hip.
Of my moves. You don't want to see the rest of
break
my moves.
Break a hip is crazy, bro.
Wasn't there a show, so you think you can dance?
You're jealous. Go ahead.
I'm jealous. Let's get started, shall we? All right, this is called 20 Questions. I'm going to ask them 20 questions. They're going to point to the one that fits the
best
answer.
They don't know these. They don't know. We haven't told you these. So.
No. Okay. I do not know a question.
Okay, neither do I. So here we go. Which one of you likes to be the goofiest?
Gage. I'll take that one.
Okay.
Right. Sorry? Oh, never mind.
All right.
I'm losing my mind. These millennials are just... Which of you is the messiest?
Gage. Yeah. Not even close. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, that's two for...
All right, two for two. Which one of you is the most outgoing?
Ooh. Me or Gage.
Whoa.
Yeah, I agree. It's me or Till. Yeah. We're all the same, let's be real. Probably Gage, honestly, because he makes dumb jokes, but... Yeah, that's me.
So three for three.
Yeah.
So we're not going to point. Just talk then. Go ahead.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah, that's all right.
We like to talk.
Which one of you is the one that's usually late?
Gage.
I think we're done.
This is getting ugly.
It's getting ugly.
Remember the show The Weakest Link? That was a great show.
Yeah. Chill. It's Gage.
That's what it feels like. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah. I'm the glue. I keep us together. He's the vibes guy. Right. He's the vibes guy.
All right. Which one of you is the one with the most annoying habit?
Oh, my gosh. Gage. Till. He walks around and sings in the whole house.
Yes.
Till.
Sometimes.
He can't sing, but he can play guitar.
That's true.
Okay.
So what was it?
I guess he sings around the house every day, all day, as loud as he
annoying?
Can.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's annoying. Okay.
Sorry, guys. I just like to praise Jesus. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was a good one. You can't deny it.
That is so annoying. All right. Which one of you eats the most?
Gage. Yikes.
Okay. Which one of you might cry at a movie?
Caden.
Ah.
That's fair. They definitely won't.
Yeah, nope. Okay.
Can you think of a movie that you cried at recently?
Nope. He can't. No, I really can't. I don't watch many movies. I like to be outside.
True.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We don't watch movies a lot.
What a true Christian.
Honest.
There you go. That's good.
But you can't think of a movie off the top of your head? I'm sorry, I put you on the
Pets.
Spot.
Pets.
What the? That was out of left field right there. No, I was thinking maybe The Chosen. It's not a movie, but...
Oh, well, everybody's going to cry at that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I cried at Jaws anyways. which one of you most likely will get married first?
Till.
Me.
Till.
Oh,
okay.
Definitely me.
He is single, ladies. He is single. Are you?
No, I'm actually not
single.
Oh,
you're
single.
Not.
I'm
sorry.
Not
he is not single. Sorry.
I'm not.
Are the rest of you single?
I am.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know. There you go. Ladies.
I don't know. I heard this guy's working on one.
Well, something. Oh. Maybe. Something.
Okay. All right.
So you're all like,
right. She's watching.
So you're betrothed or?
Not sure what that means, but I'll go with it.
It's a millennial term.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Riz.
Courting. I meant courting. Or that's a boomer term.
Never heard of that one either.
All right, let's just move on. Which one of you is most creative?
Me, Caden.
Yeah, we'll say Caden.
Okay.
Right.
You were very proud of that.
Yeah, I used to color with my mom when I was a kid. That's about the most creative thing I can do.
What?
That was terrible.
That was
he's creative. He's creative.
Yeah, very nice. Very humble, too.
Yeah.
Which one of you, you guys are all blondes, but which one of you has the most blonde moments?
Gage.
Bro.
Ah. What?
I think we babysit him most of the time, honestly.
We babysit him most of the time.
Passenger princess over here.
No, I'm done.
He is wearing pink, so.
Hey, hold on. Real men wear pink. Real men wear pink.
Yeah. There you go.
Praise the Lord.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. I've been born again. All right. Which one of you gets the better grades?
Caden.
Hey, chill. We all had the same grade in high school, like GPA in high school.
You had the same GPA in high school?
Same GPA.
No, what?
Well, actually, I think he had like 0.1 higher than me and Gage.
0.1's more, guys.
Gage had the least, you know?
Yeah, I had the least. I'm not going to lie.
Gage had the lowest GPA.
Yeah, you truly
are
triplets.
Good. It was still good. He's not dumb.
Okay.
It was like a 4.8. He's pretty smart.
A 4.8?
It was like a 4.8, yeah. He's pretty smart.
They had 4.8s. I had 4.7.
What's the highest you can go?
7.
I don't even know. Is it a 5?
5. In North Carolina, it's 5.
In North Carolina, it's 5? Hmm.
What was your GPA?
Mine?
5. It was a 5.
It was like... it was close to...
And you're worried about me 4. Dancing.
Sorry, didn't mean to expose you.
I was busy dancing, that's why I didn't get good grades. Yeah, but anyway, that's okay. Which one of you has the biggest heart for others?
Ooh. We all have a big heart, but Gage knows how to make someone feel seen. So, Gage, you're welcome, bro. Got you.
Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Do something good tonight, guys.
Yeah. Brotherly love. Okay, which one of you is most concerned about his hair?
Tail.
What? Answer when? The plot thickens, people.
No, so, Caden.
He walks around the house like this.
Actually, it's just my nervous habit, guys. Chill. It's still.
Well, it's which
till.
One is it?
It's till.
Till.
Come on, 2v1.
I'll take it.
All right.
Now, have you ever had a different haircut than the same?
In like third grade. I mean, okay. Gage had it like really long, shaved on the side. It didn't look very good, but yeah. It was terrible.
But yeah, basically the same haircut. I mean, we kind of got the same haircut right now. Just
yeah, I'd say.
As Dad would say, it looks like an alpaca.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. A pink alpaca. All right.
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah, that's rough.
Which one of you has gotten speeding tickets?
Ooh.
Oh.
Actually, wow, that's a great question.
What a triplet answer. Ooh, an harmony. What a triplet answer.
That's going to happen a lot tonight, guys.
5-second story. I was driving the other day back from work, and I got caught going in this road. It was a change from a 65 to a 55, and the state trooper pulled me over and said I was going 70. So,
Caden, woo!
Yeah, but I didn't get a ticket. I got a warning. So, praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
We don't speed, though. We don't speed. Our dad was a police
officer. No, none of us do.
Our dad was a police officer. I don't do that, but I happened to, you know, go through the speed limit change, and it got me.
The speeding tickets I've gotten has always been coming to church, so that's and on a youth event, I was driving to Hershey Park, got pulled over.
Keep it rolling.
Way to witness to the kids.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't get fired, so here we go. Which one of you spends the most money?
Gage.
Ooh.
Gage, he's the brokest.
Okay.
Wow, that
I might. Okay, that's because sometimes I might use mom's credit card, then I pay her back till uses it and doesn't pay her back.
No,
so,
no.
All the moms out there, I know you've dealt with that.
That is not true. He goes to Bojangles, he goes to Cookout, he goes to fast food, and me and Caden, we don't spend our money there.
Yeah, you don't go to fast food. That's good.
Not nearly as much as him.
Yeah.
All right. That's true.
You ever been to Culver's?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Raising Cane's?
That's a good spot right there.
It is a good spot.
It's
someone
like
said no. Did someone
Somebody
say no?
Said no, yeah.
We'll be praying for you.
Come on,
which
keep
one
it
of you? Which one of you saves the most money?
Me, Caden. I save.
I don't know. I think over the last year, I saved the most money. He bought golf clubs, so.
Okay.
I have an addiction. I'm sorry.
Good job. Which one of you talks the most?
Oh, man, we all talk a lot.
I think me or Gage. Caden's kind of like the reserved. I mean, he can be funny, too, but I think me or Gage. Probably Gage, honestly. He talks a lot. He makes a lot of jokes.
You're talking a lot right now. So
You got a point.
Yeah, we'll move on. Which one of you tries to boss the other two around?
Till.
Yeah.
You're going to say
next question. That's too easy.
It's too easy, yeah. Well, who's the peacemaker?
Caden.
Okay.
Caden.
Good job. And last but not least, who's the one who loves your mom the most?
Gage.
Me.
What?
Mom.
Guys, it's me.
Guys, we all love our mom. We got the best mom in the world. Shout out,
That's
mom.
It's true. All right, guys. It's been a pleasure. That concludes this 20 questions, and we'll be back for more to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? All right. Another millennial show. Bless you all.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that was the fun stuff. Let's get serious, because we also want to have Q&A. If you want to text in your questions, you can to these guys, but maybe we didn't ask already. But we learned a lot. That was awesome. By the way, they're sitting in birth order. Am I right?
True.
Age oldest, Caden in the middle, Till. But you're only separated by, like, what, 30 seconds and a minute?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
But do you hold it over their head like I'm the oldest?
Yeah, I use that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to use it more because I just got dogged on for 20 minutes. So.
The doctor literally pulled us out as fast as they could, and he just thinks that he was the big dog and came out first. It was like, he didn't even get to choose. Like,
no, you
it's
didn't.
Just the oldest by chance.
God chose.
I got to use it. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, use it. But your story really is a miracle, though, because, I mean, having triplets, obviously it was a high-risk pregnancy as it is. I think we have some pictures. Do we have some pictures of them in NICU when they were a little tiny? Look at them. Look at them. And then show a couple more as they are growing up. Listen to the oohs and the ahs. You guys are all towheads.
Oh, that one's rough. There's the hair.
There's the hair, and there you are today. That was just a couple weeks ago. You guys are doing a podcast. But talk a little bit about that. Your story really is a miracle. I mean, a high-risk pregnancy for your mom, and then explain how her doctor had given her information, just at least to consider. He wasn't asking her, but what was it called again? And talk about what you guys went through, because you each were born with an issue going on. Like, tell your story.
You got it, Gage. All right. So basically, my mom was, she had us at 28 weeks. We were 3 months early. That's very early, and well, I'll actually back up a little bit. So my mom wanted a girl, okay, and got triplet boys. Yeah, don't try a third time, parents out there. So, but she wanted a girl, had us. But at first, you know, she was just trying to get her regular ultrasound checkup or whatever it's called. And everything looked fine. There was a normal heartbeat and everything. And then they were feeling around, I guess. And my mom said that they went back and got another doctor. And another doctor came out there and said, I'm hearing multiple heartbeats. I think there's two. And then I guess it happened again, and I think there's three. So, and mom was hoping it didn't keep going up from there. But, yeah, so basically that's what they said. So they told her that it was going to be a really risky pregnancy and that the chances of carrying all three of us to term was very unlikely for us to all be healthy.
Yeah.
So they introduced this thing called selective reduction, to where it's pretty much you choose if you want one or two of them, you know, to take it out, pretty much. It
wasn't mandatory, but hey, there's this thing, it's called selective reduction. And as soon as they told my mom that, my mom was like, no, like, I feel like God has given me this opportunity to carry three and have three sons. Well, I guess at the time she didn't know it was three sons, but
mom's a baller, guys. Let's go.
And so I guess, Gage, you can take the story from here, but she was like, no, it's all of us or none of us. And so praise God she did, because here we are. I mean, the Lord is good. So, amen.
So you guys have really a ministry. I mean, here you are, you're 19 years old. You guys are wrestling at Gardner Webb. You're going into your sophomore year. But talk a little bit about, we were talking earlier, and you guys came to faith young in life, And you have a similar story to me in that you don't have like a particular date, but you, because you were raised in a Christian home, so you were exposed early to Christianity, so you trusted Christ early on. But then not too long ago, God puts it on your heart, and he kind of moves you into ministry, with especially because of just social media, how widespread social media is and the impact it can have on people. And so you explain your handle on Instagram, and I guess it's the same on Facebook and YouTube also, and then why that name came about.
So our handle on literally everything is called 3-in-1 Trilogy, and we just came it up with us three, our mom and our dad, and it stands for Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 3-in-1. And then us three are kind of like one person. You know, we're really close. We do everything together. We share everything. So 3-in-1, and then trilogy is just story. It stands for story, like trilogy, three fights. And it's kind of just like, you know, God's story through us. But hold on, I want to go back 1 second just to emphasize some stuff about our birth story. When I was born, I had a brain bleed.
Oh, yeah. I wanted you to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was born, I had a brain bleed. And Caden needed to have surgery on one of his main heart valves because it was not open and closing good enough. It wasn't flowing like it was supposed to, and one of Till's lungs collapsed. So kind of battled adversity from the very beginning, I guess. And the brain bleed, if you know what a brain bleed is, it's not the best thing that could happen to you. So, you know, my parents were just praying with my family, and the doctors went back like a few weeks or a few days later, I guess, and the brain bleed was completely gone, literally by the power of prayer. So
yeah,
I mean, it just went away like that.
Yeah. Praise God.
And then Caden had to have surgery on his heart, and Till had surgery on his lungs. But, you know, most triplets don't grow up not facing battles like their whole life. And we've been blessed. God, ever since then, God blessed us with no health problems. And we're college athletes now.
Yeah.
Praise God. So
I don't know how we are, to be honest. I mean, we're just average guys. We're not really anything special.
But that's what I love about you guys, because you are average guys. You don't claim to be anything special. There's nothing showy about you. Like Austin was saying, we already feel like you're family. Like you're, because you're just you're so sincere. But the Lord just moved you into this platform. So explain that part now.
I'll kind of. You want to go ahead?
Sure. So we've always grown up in the church. Obviously, love telling people about Jesus. You know, never really found the things of the world to be satisfying or appealing to the eye, you know. Yeah. And so we always had this dream to tell people about Jesus. And then and we were like, how can we get the gospel out to as many people as we can in the world? And this was when Instagram Reels were blowing up, and we didn't have social media growing up. For all the parents out here, don't let your kids have social media. It's the best thing that ever happened to us.
People will make fun of you saying, you're sheltered, you're this, you're that. It's not shelter, it's protection.
Praise God.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't have social media. I mean, it's quite a coincidence. It's not a coincidence, it's God. But, and then, so we always had this dream to tell people about Jesus. And one night we were at the beach or whatever, and we were like, hey, Mom, can we open up an Instagram account on your phone or whatever and make a video to spread the gospel? And she was like, Yeah, but just keep it on my phone. We're like, all right, whatever. We don't care. We don't want it on our phones anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we did. We just put a phone. We went back home from the beach, put a phone on the counter, and made a video. And it was a back-to-school video saying, go sit with that kid who's by himself. You know, the kid who everyone bullies, go be nice to him. Open the door for people. Show them the love of Jesus. Telling people about Jesus isn't always like, hey, Jesus this, Jesus that. It's living out your life, and they see Jesus through you, and they see something different in you that they want.
Yeah.
And they feel the love that you have.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And so we made the video, and we posted it about 10 o'clock at night, woke up next morning, over 100,000 views, first video, and we were like, what just happened? I don't even know how to work social media. How did this just happen? And so, and we were like, all right, there might be something here. And we just were praying like, God, what do you want us to do? And so we just did another one and another one and another one, gaining 4,000 followers after every single video. It was insane. We didn't understand. And
no camera equipment, no team, no manager. And we still don't, honestly, we have our mom and our dad and the Holy Spirit as our manager, basically. But
literally,
I mean, I'd say he's a pretty good manager.
Yeah,
but like it's nothing. We don't have anything special. We literally just have our phone and what the Lord has placed on our heart, and we just put it on our table or our counter at home in the kitchen, and we just talk about Jesus. We talk about how the Lord's moved in our life and everything he's impacted us with and encouraged us with. But for our social media, the cool thing is that God does is, and I truly believe this, like nothing's just by chance or coincidence, is when I was younger, you know, not to take the credit here, I don't get any of the credit, Jesus does, but when I was younger, I feel like God really placed a dream in my heart to like be a YouTuber. And so I don't know if any of you guys know who Jake Paul is, but I was like, I want to be the Christian version of Jake Paul, and I want to have like a house, like a content house where we just talk about Jesus and we spread the gospel and make videos about the Lord. And I didn't even really know what that meant or how that could look, but you know, the dream is coming more alive. I mean, our social media and our ministry is doing really good because God is in it, and we want none of the glory. I mean, this is awesome to have all you guys here.
Yeah, thank y'all for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for coming. But yeah, God is really good, and we don't want any of the glory. We just want to point others to Christ, but He places dreams in our heart to point back to Him.
And to finish up the story, now we're here. We just posted every single day and missed 30 days here for, you know, just Lord called us all social media. And Gage wants to talk.
Okay, bring it up.
This happens
a
lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, when you're faithful with little, God can trust you with more. So, you know, we didn't have a big platform at first. It was just us three. Our goal is to reach 1,000 followers because that was the size of our school. We knew what that would look like. And, you know, when you keep God the focus, when you make it about you, when you make it about, you know, how big can I get my platform? How much money can I make? All that. That's when you know the devil's trying to attack. And that's when, you know, when you take your eyes off Jesus, that's when it goes downhill. If you remember when Jesus called Peter out of the boat into the water, he was perfectly fine when he had his eyes kept on God. But right when he took his eyes off God, looked around the storm, thought he was cool for walking on water, he sunk. So, you know, pride comes before the fall. You have to stay humble, and God's using you as an instrument. He doesn't need you. He chooses to use you. So,
yeah, amen. So 13 to 17-year-olds, so that crosses over a little bit into the Gen Z, 85% use YouTube, 72% use Instagram. Here's an encouraging stat, everybody, though. Gen Z attends church more frequently than any other generation. That Barna put this out in 2025. Gen Z attends church more frequently than any other generation. Church attendance among Gen Zs has doubled since 2020. Doubled since 2020. We're gonna stretch into what we normally say is the ministry time. So your kids are all kept until 8 o'clock anyway. I'm gonna have Austin come up and throw you all some of the questions, and then he's gonna do a few, and then I'm gonna come back to you because I want you to talk to both. I want you to talk encouragement to those who are believers, especially your generation, but I also want you to speak to those who are not believers, who might be here watching, why they should trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So we'll use that at the end. But Austin, go ahead and tell us some of the questions you've gotten.
All right, you guys are submitting some great questions, and we're just going to really get into the nitty-gritty of it, some heavy stuff, but good stuff that I think that you guys can really speak into. So in your demographic, the LGBTQ ideology is really being shoved down your throats. School, work, all this stuff. And so we're getting a lot of questions in. Here's one. My age 22 son is now saying he's a girl. He is cold and distant and stays in his room. Quit school. Why is this happening to this age group? Another question is, in your generation, how do you handle the LGBTQ plus stuff being pushed on your generation?
I can answer the first question first, and then one of them can answer the second question. But the first thing I would say is the devil is the author of confusion, you know, and it can be in your life, it can be in a job opportunity, it can be in a relationship, it can be in anything. And so with that particularly, I think the devil just confuses our minds, and if he can get us thinking we're something that we're really not, then he can get us off course. And so with that, I think the biggest thing about that is prayer. Like, look, we don't know everybody, what everybody's going through. Like, you can know somebody but not know everything they're going through. So we need to pray for those people who are lost and maybe confused, and just ask that the Lord would just have an encounter with them just by themselves, that the Lord would just press on their heart, that he would bring conviction among them, that would, you know, the biggest prayer, my mom actually told me this one time, she was like, the biggest prayer I pray sometimes is, you know, I just pray, like, if, like, for anybody, you know, if, like, they're living in sin actively, pray that God would bring them to their knees so that they can only go to him. So, like, they're so low that they know they can only go to Jesus. Like, there's nothing else. So, yeah, I would just say prayer, and the devil's the author of confusion, so we need discernment.
Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest reason that our generation is turning to stuff like that and, you know, transgender and all that stuff is because people are trying to look for something in their identity. They're trying to become something.
You know, they're looking to change their identity. And honestly, we don't know who we are unless we're in Christ. And it's really hard to be fulfilled and feel loved if you don't know God's love. There's no love unless God's in it. You know, you can say there is and you can think there is, but true love is what Jesus did on the cross. True love is what God sacrificed his son on the cross for us. And I think the biggest part, like Till said, is confusion and people trying to find their identity in so many other things. And people are thirsty for the truth. People are thirsty for a feeling. That's what this generation chases so much, a feeling. And I think people are trying every single thing except Jesus. But once they try Jesus, they're like, man, this is what I was looking for all along. And yeah. I feel like that's what our generation's doing. They've tried everything else, so they're going to Jesus. And then they're like, dang, this is real. They're telling their friends, and everybody's starting to get on board because they're realizing what the truth is. But if you're that parent out there that has that kid, the biggest thing that you can do is prayer. I truly believe if you raise a child up in a way which it should go, it will return to faith. And being a parent is the greatest, it is the biggest calling besides a pastor. I mean, you have a huge responsibility, and that's the greatest thing that I've ever had in my life is my parents. They raised me to, you know, love Jesus and remember that I am nothing, and to serve others and to love others and to be humble and, you know, just keep praying, keep praying. God's going to do something in that person's life, I promise.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's good.
We do have a lot of parents in the room, and a lot of parents, guys, they're asking, how do you balance the social media life, you know, because social media is an amazing tool that can spread the gospel as you guys are doing, and it's also a very, very dark place. So can you kind of help out the parents? What parameters have you guys set in place just to stay just healthy and balanced in the social media world?
One thing I say that we do, I know you're not supposed to talk about it, but I'm just going to put it out here, is fast. Like, you fast from things that, even if they can be good things, but you still can fast from them. And sometimes we just set it aside and say, you know what, we're not going to post for 30 days because, number one, God was calling us to it, or number two, we don't want to get lost up in, you know, our identity in the social media world, like the followers, or, oh, I need to post today. Because if it becomes a burden, you're going to get burnt out. And so, yeah, just don't put your identity in it. Just putting your identity. See, I came up with a saying. Actually, I think I came up with it. Is I think I did. Your identity is not in what you do. It's in who you do it for. And it's not in our social media, because it's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up and down. We may get 1,000, you know, or make it 100,000 views one video and 10 million the next, or maybe 20,000 the next. And, you know, Jesus left the 99 to find the one. So it's not on how many views you get. Yeah. And that's so easy to get caught up in. So I just say set parameters. Maybe don't get on your phone at night where you're going to be doom scrolling, looking at how many followers. You know, put your phone in your parents' bedroom or something like that. It sounds silly to us kids, but your parents want the best for you. And that's what's going to help you and help you grow and help you not get your identity all lost in social media. Because people on social media are going to be like, you have to live this way to have a good life. Everyone's showing their best life on there. Everyone's showing the good moments, the high moments, the vacations, and all the cool things that they do. But they're not showing the authenticity. We all go through things. And so don't compare yourselves to other people. Set limits. Don't get on your phone at night. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Comparison is the thief of joy. If you constantly compare to someone's Instagram following or Instagram, not channel, but platform, Instagram page, then you're going to be like, I want what they want. I want what they want. But in all reality, they're going through a lot more than you think. And so don't compare. And then I was going to say one more thing, but Caden just cooked. So
I like
it. Yeah.
Are you guys basically, you guys are evangelists. I mean, that's really what God's called you to do. You guys are sharing your faith on social media. I want you to kind of speak to our youth and young adults, because youth and young adults, they're getting saved. They're coming to know the Lord. But that's just the beginning. And now God calls us to go out and share our faith. So how have you guys just been strengthened to just be bold with your faith? Like, kind of just take us through like some practical stuff. Like, how have you guys been able to just be so bold about your faith? And because we brought you here because we see just you're on fire for the Lord. And so many youth and young adults, they want to catch that fire to just be bold for Jesus. How have you guys been bold for Jesus?
I think a lot of the times, like in the last 2 years of our life, since we really started our ministry, we've
been on the go a lot. We're wrestling. We're doing so much stuff. We're super busy. But one thing I've been really convicted about, I say in the last year, is the quiet place. Like, are you spending time with just you and Jesus? Put your phone away. Put everything away. Tell your girlfriend or whatever. You'll text them later. And just spend time with Jesus. Read the word and talk to the Lord. And then he'll teach you things. He'll tell you things. He'll correct you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. And so spend time in the quiet place. That is where you grow the most. And like Jesus, he left the disciples and said, just watch, I'm going to go pray over here. And so you need to do that. You need to just get in your closet. I mean, it doesn't have to be in a closet, but just like you can lean over your bed and just talk to Jesus because he loves you and he wants a real relationship with you. And he can transform your life. There's freedom in Christ.
I mean, I would just say that the world is bold for everything but Jesus. You know, when election comes around, we'll, you know, yell our favorite candidate, or football season comes around, you know, we're...
Sorry, I wanted to do this. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. But when football season comes around, you know, we'll die to cheer on the Washington Commanders or the Carolina Panthers for me.
Redskins. You know,
Redskins. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to say Redskins.
Yeah, that's all right.
But anyways, guys. You know, we get bold for everything except Jesus. So why not be bold for Christ? We have the only truth and lasting thing within us. You know, everything else is going to perish. Everything's going to fade. Ephesians 2 says that everything is meaningless, you know, if you don't follow God.
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, maybe it's Ecclesiastes. It's okay. I got your back. Yeah, it is. Appreciate that, too.
You work well together. That's all right. That's right. You cover each other's bases. So
I knew what he meant. Yeah, my bad. But anyways.
But you guys were talking about how you, it's been lonely at times. I mean, you guys have each other, but you've been shunned. I mean, like friends.
I've
been few.
It's been us our entire life. It's been us three only. And, you know, we've had friend here, friend there. But as a Christian, you're going to walk a lonely road. It's going to be tough. And that's what God calls us to. He is the greatest comforter you can ever have, though. I mean, what does it mean if you have 10 friends that go out with you and, you know, I know there's kids in the room, but go to parties and do worldly stuff. You know, those are your friends, but they don't truly care about you. You know, when real stuff comes up, they're not there. When real struggles you're going through, they're not there helping you, praying for you, being there for you. That's the friends that you need. And we've only had us three, but, you know, Caden always likes to say it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. Find Jesus is the best friend out there, dude. I mean, he's always there. He never leaves. And if you're alone, trust me, we've been there too. We still are there. It's still us three, and we're here for you guys. And we know what it's like.
You're right.
You got new friends. Look, man, I wish we had a lot more time, but we're running out of time. And this is the way I want to wrap it up, though. I think about 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and in purity. And you guys are being that, and we just really appreciate it. But I want to end with this. We've touched a little bit here on, you know, what would you say to encourage believers and, you know, people who want to catch the fire, as Austin said, you know, and trust the Lord like you do. But speak to those who don't know Christ. They're here tonight or they're watching online. Why is it necessary for them to have a personal relationship with Jesus?
That's a great question. And I just want to ask this. I was praying last night as I knew that question or something like that was going to come up, and I wrote this down. I want to ask this question. Are you truly fulfilled, truly satisfied with your life, and are you content with how it's going? Or are you still seeking another goal? Are you still seeking and trying to get more money or a different job or keep moving up in life? At the end of the day, if you don't have Jesus, you're going to keep searching. You're going to keep looking. You're going to want the biggest next thing. And I'm here today to tell you, we might have almost a million followers on Instagram, but none of that fulfills you. None of it. It is empty if it's not with Jesus. If you're not walking the tightrope with the Lord, it will not fulfill you. And there's a God-sized hole in every single person's heart. Every person that has a soul, there's a God-sized hole. And only God can fulfill that hole. You can put drugs, money, sex, anything in this entire world, you can put it in that hole and it will be empty. There will be cracks around it. But if you do not put God in that hole in your heart, then you will not truly be fulfilled. And so you need Jesus to fulfill your heart. And when you do give your life to Jesus, you will be fully satisfied and never go back.
Mm-hmm. Mine would say,
I got it. In the book of Matthew in chapter 9, it says, it is not those who are well who need a doctor, but those who are sick. And later it goes down to say, for I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. Look, man, some of the youth out there, even parents and grandparents in here, If you don't believe in Jesus, this is your moment right here. Time is short. Eternity is running out. Jesus could come back on our way back to the hotel. You never know the day nor the hour. Not even the Son of Man knows the day. And so this is your chance. Jesus has so much grace to take you to this moment, bring you all these years, bring you into this place where you can hear about the gospel. And this is your chance just to really rely on him, surrender everything. None of this matters. Everything you see in here is going to fade away. Every single thing. It doesn't matter how much money you have. See, when you're at the gate, Jesus doesn't say, "Hey, Caden, how much money did you have? If you had $1 million, you'd get me into heaven." No, he doesn't say that. He said, "What'd you do? Did you believe in me? Did you trust me? Did you follow me when it didn't make sense? Did you follow me when everybody else is making fun of you? Did you follow me when you didn't get the job opportunity that you wanted?" That's what he's going to say. And so Jesus didn't come for the people who think they have it all figured out. He came for the ones who are feeling empty, feeling guilt for that sin that you did 20 years ago, feeling shameful because you made the wrong decision with that person that one night. He came for you. He came to take that off of you. The Bible says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You're not supposed to be feeling guilty. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that you could sit in that chair feeling guilty for the shame and the thing that you did 10 years ago. He doesn't want that for you. He wants something better. He wants you to have true freedom in Jesus and to not feel that.
You think America's free? Give your life to Jesus, bro.
Come on up here. Yeah, man, say one thing, and then I want to pray for everybody, because there's some people here tonight who are going to trust Christ as their Lord and Savior.
For sure. I would say, you know, if you're that person that has had church hurt, I understand. I would say the biggest thing that turns non-Christians away from giving their life to Jesus is hypocrites. There's a lot of people that say they follow Jesus, that they love Jesus, but they're out there not living the lifestyle reflecting of Christ. And, you know, I feel like some of us have probably been there too. We say we're Christians, but we're not living it all the time, and people are seeing a side of us that doesn't represent Jesus. But we're not following other Christians. The church is not a group of perfect people. The church is a group of people that realize they're not perfect. They realize that they need grace. They realize that they need help. And, you know, you're not putting your faith in them. You're not putting your faith in the other person that messed up. We're all broken. We're all sinners. We all need help. But put your faith in Jesus. He will make you complete. He will make you whole. He will make you full. When you're laying your head down at night, you know, the greatest thing that you can ever have is a clear conscience. That's the thing my dad always told me. If you can lay your head down at night with a clear conscience, that's the greatest thing you can have. So I encourage you, you know, forgive that person. That's what Jesus did for us, you know. Forgive them. They messed up, but you've messed up a lot too. I've messed up a lot too. Pastor Gary's messed up a lot too. We all mess up.
Yep.
Those dance moves might have messed up. No, seriously though, seriously. If you've been hurt by the church, it's okay. Forgive them. God wants a serious relationship with you, and he loves you, and he cares for you, and he's sorry that happened to you.
And it doesn't matter what you've done. You could do the worst thing you think. You could have, you know, done, you can name it, it's bad. It doesn't matter. Jesus' blood is sufficient for you. He says, "My grace is sufficient." It doesn't matter what you've done, how many times you committed a sin, how many times you lied or cursed or stole something. Jesus' grace is sufficient, and he can forgive you, and you can have eternity with him.
If the thief on the cross can be saved, then why can't we? You know?
He didn't do no works to get saved. He put his faith in Jesus.
Preach, guys. Preach.
My fault.
I want everybody to bow your heads right now before we close. I know that we guys up here have been praying that if there's even one who would turn to Christ tonight, then tonight's been all worth it. And I'm praying and trusting that there's even more than one. Even though the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner who repents, but what a great symphony it would be for even more tonight. Do you know Christ as your Savior? You've heard these guys talk about their faith. It's genuine. You can see it. You can have the same genuine relationship with Jesus. But you have to surrender your heart to him. You have to trust him. You have to say, "Jesus, I need you." If you want Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, just slip up your hand. Just raise your hand, because I want to pray for anybody who raised up your hand. Yes, God bless you. Yes, God bless you over here. Yes, God bless you over here. Yes, up in the rake. Just raise your hand up high. We want to be able to pray for you. Yes, God bless you. Yes, God bless you. You know, there's freedom in forgiveness. And if you raised your hand, or even if you didn't, would you be bold enough just to stand where you are right now? Because we want to just encourage you and pray for you. Just stand. You raised your hand, just stand. Come on, don't be ashamed. You're among friends. We want to pray for you. Just stand up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, we pray right now. If you want to trust Christ as your Savior, just pray this prayer. You can pray it right where you're standing. Just say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you died on a cross for me. I pray right now, Jesus, that you would come into my life, forgive me of my sins, and save me. I trust you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior tonight. And I thank you for the free gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Now let's all stand, everybody. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I pray over these young men that you would use them in a bold and powerful way. Thank you, Lord, for their testimonies. Would you please keep them safe from the enemy who would love to try to come along and derail them? Would you, Lord, shelter them and shield them and use them for your glory and take them to many places that others can hear them as they share the truth of Jesus, their love for Jesus, and who you are, Lord, that many would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because your hand is on them, that you would fill them and use them for your glory and for your honor. We thank you for Moses tonight. We pray the same for him, that you would bless him, that you would use him. Come on up here, Moses. I want to lay hands on you too. That you would bless him and use him. Lord, that you would anoint him with the gifts you've given him to be used for your glory, wherever you take him, whatever opportunities might open for him. Thank you for his heart, Lord. Pray, God, you would protect him also. And Lord, that you would be always glorified in our lives. Thank you for those who got saved tonight. We thank you. We give you the praise and the glory, the angels in heaven rejoicing over sinners who repent. And Lord, would you please move among Gen Z in particular, light that fire of revival that would inspire and encourage all of us. Do a good work again like you did decades ago with a young generation. Move in a mighty way, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. 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 Amen.